The YMCA of Northeast Louisiana is committing $2.4 million to create healthy initiatives in Ouachita Parish. A partnership of nonprofits and government agencies called Ouachita Well has been awarded $1 million through a grant program called Challenge for a Healthier Louisiana. The grant is being added to the $1.4 million in pledged support by Ouachita Well. YMCA Executive Director Chris Peeler has been facilitating the local project and joins me for a look at what's to take place. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What groups and agencies have partnered in forming Ouachita Well?
This was a partnership between the YMCA, Ouachita Parish Police Jury, the cities of Monroe and West Monroe, and the Ouachita Parish School Board.
Some of the plans include providing better nutritional opportunities as well as a mobile fitness studio. Share on some of the ideas that are put forth in this project.
Well, this is meant to be a really broad-based project. A lot of what we hope to do are things that build on what is currently being done. Some of them are policy changes that will make it easier for people to utilize public facilities after hours, such as school walking tracks or gymnasiums. Some of what we hope to do is change the zoning or do other things to help a big grocery store go into an area of South Monroe that is currently underserved and doesn't have a good, healthy grocery store option. Part of what we do is education. We will be talking to people about ways to change their diet, ways to change their physical activity habits to, be less likely to become obese or overweight. The direct service level is kind of exciting for me. That's where the YMCA is most involved in this project, and that is we are going to institute the Trim Kids program. The Ouachita Parish Schools, they test all of their kids at the beginning of the year with the fitness gram test. That will help us identify the children who are either obese or right on the edge of being obese. And the Trim Kids program is something that can take those kids and their families and work with them over a 6 or 12-week period to change their eating habits, change their activity levels, really educate them about how they need to change in order to create a better health outcome for the children and the parents. If the parents aren't involved, then it doesn't work.
What are some of the reasons you hear that are behind the high obesity rate in our state?
Obesity is a very complicated phenomenon. It's it's not all because you eat too much. It's not all because you don't exercise enough. Watching what you eat and making sure you're not eating a lot of fast food, processed food, fried food, that helps. Because what we eat also affects our metabolism, and the metabolism, it can affect how you put on or lose or maintain weight. I won't be, the head nutritionist of this. We are going to hire a nutritionist to contract with us and work with the kids in the Trim Kids program.
When will the area begin seeing some of these activities taking place?
We are going to start next year. We are in a planning phase right now, but you'll see a little bit of activity in the spring and then a lot of it kicking off in the fall of next year as we engage the schools and the school kids, the cities of Monroe and West Monroe, and the communities in South Monroe.
Chris Peeler is Executive Director with the YMCA of Northeast Louisiana. Chris, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.